Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The third GOP debate will take place tonight in Miami, Florida, as five of the six presidential candidates will take the stage. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley, Ohio entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy, and South Carolina Senator Tim Scott. North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum did not meet the RNC's criteria. Former President Trump, the overwhelming favorite for the GOP, will not be participating. Elections took place in some locations across America yesterday. Kentucky Democrat Governor Andy Beshear has been reelected.
Now, folks, this wasn't my win. This was our victory. It was a victory that sent a loud, clear message. A message that candidates should run for something and not against someone.
With a tally of 56% yes and 44% no, Ohio will add reproductive or abortion rights to their state constitution and will legalize medical marijuana. The House is censuring Michigan Democrat Rashida Tlaib and her comments on Israel following Hamas's barbaric attack on our ally. Georgia Representatives Marjorie Taylor Greene and Rich McCormick both introduced new resolutions this week to reprimand Tlaib. The reprimand passed 234 to 188, with many Democrats wanting to censure Tlaib. Memorabilia from the Titanic will be up for auction on Saturday. A menu from the Titanic's first-class restaurant and a pocket watch that was owned by a Russian immigrant will be offered. The auction house, Henry Aldridge and Sons Limited, says the menu is estimated to sell for $73,000 and the pocket watch will sell for at least $61,000. Thanks for listening, my friend. It's well appreciated. USA News.
It seems like every day economic news gets more and more sketchy. We're already seeing huge volatility in the stock market and a rapid erosion in the value of the U.S. dollar. But this time, an economic downturn could happen faster than you ever imagined. Direct Bullion USA, America's number one precious metals company, wants to let you know that now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-GOLD and get your free gold investor kit today. Don't wait. Call Direct Bullion USA now at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold and silver survival kit. With all of the uncertainty of a world gone mad, you can take control of your financial future with one call to Direct Bullion USA. Call us now at 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
The White House is downplaying recent polls that indicate President Biden is behind presidential candidate Donald Trump in crucial battleground states.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre advising caution when interpreting the polls, suggesting they should be taken with a grain of salt.
Back in October of 22, there were multiple stories about how there was going to be a red wave, Democrats were going to be wiped out, and we're not talking about that.
According to a survey conducted by the New York Times and Siena College, Trump is leading Biden in Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, and Pennsylvania. I'm John Schaefer.
California's Legislative Jewish Caucus is calling for action by the University of California and the Cal State University systems after anti-Semitic incidents on those campuses. All members of the caucus signed the letter asking that UC President Michael Drake and CSU Chancellor Mildred Garcia act to stop the anti-Semitic incidents happening at California's higher education locations. The lawmakers say they support open dialogue and the free exchange of ideas, but draw the line at physical assaults, vandalism, and calls for violence and genocide against Jews. The television show Friends claimed the highest rank from October 30th to November 5th, coinciding with the passing of star Matthew Perry. Perry passed away at 54 years of age in his Los Angeles residence on October 28th. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop me.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you with us. How you doing? I'm Bill Martinez, and he's Rick Manning, the president of Americans for Limited Government. Good morning, Rick. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine. I tell you, I'm sad, actually. Voters in Ohio and other states pretty much told the unborn, shut up, just take it and, forget about life. And meanwhile, the Republicans, and you and I talked about this, Rick, they have to really get the messaging down on this. They really, and this seems to me to be a glaring fault exposed in this election, is that the Republicans didn't have a better response regarding this emotional issue of abortion.
Well, they still don't have a response. The fact is, this is not a shocker. It's just now a year, over a year, since the Dobbs decision, and it's a and they've gone through two election cycles now on it, mm-hmm. and they still, their answer is essentially, if they curl up in a ball and put their head down far enough, that maybe no one will actually blame them. The Democrats, I'll just talk about Northern Virginia, where abortion was the only issue that the Republicans were attacked on in state delegate races and state Senate races. It was an absolute advertising onslaught of on abortion. It mm-hmm. didn't have to be true. It didn't have to. None of the truth didn't matter. It was a matter of the Democrats put a huge amount of money into winning these elections. I don't know how much money was spent in Ohio on the other side, but I would bet you that I'll just take an educated guess that the Democrats, the pro-abortion side, probably outspent the anti-abortion side 5-1, because that seems to be the pattern. Mm-hmm. So it isn't just that the Republicans don't have any message and they want to change the subject as opposed to directly dealing with it. It's also that the Democrats are willing to spend money on this issue, and the Republicans haven't bothered to even figure out an answer.
Right.
So it's a.
I guess the point is what you're saying, Rick, is are they really committed to saving babies?
Not. That's the point. That's the point.
Okay. That's what I understand. Okay.
That's the point. It's a. There is. If you're not putting money out and you're not willing to fight on it, because here's the answer to this. Okay. It's very simple. But it's very, very simple. You run a picture of a sonogram, an ad with a sonogram and a heartbeat. And you say, the Democrats want to kill this child.
Right.
This amendment will kill this child. You run that. Well, and you run
I wouldn't even say Democrats. I would just put it out in a general sense. Do you want to kill this child?
Amendment 1. Amendment 1 kills this child.
Right.
That's all you hear. Amendment 1, whatever it was, kills this child because it is a nonpartisan amendment. And that's what it does. You define their insanity. You take the Ralph Northam, the statement about we'll put the baby on the table and make, and have the mother decide.
Exactly.
After
we'll just give the baby comfort care.
You see,
right.
So rather than sit there and allow them to define the issue as a coat hanger issue,
right,
you have to go back and say and define the issue as it really exists. And because the Republicans are so afraid of this issue, they were all happy to mouth the words until something actually got done. It's why you never got anything done in Congress.
Mm-hmm.
Truth is, the Right to Life groups don't have the money that the left, we poor.
Yeah, but Rick, let me say this. Let me say this, and I said this. Okay, I'm sorry, but I've said this time and again. Look, if you don't have money, you better have a message. The message always carries the day, 100%. You know, I believe that. I've seen that. I've been in marketing all my life. Yeah, I'm sorry.
I'm not disagreeing.
Okay.
But okay. When you're in a state, I watched us lose last year the state Supreme Court race in Wisconsin. The Democrats spent $45 million to win a state Supreme Court seat. Okay. Republicans spend $5 million. It doesn't matter what your message is if you're outspent 9-1. Okay, you can have the greatest message in the world, but nobody hears it when it's drowned out by a 9-1 spending margin. And but the fact of the matter is, the Republican strategy on this, and I can speak to Virginia, was the governor Youngkin laid out a plan. He said, "No, we're not going to." He basically said, "15 weeks." And had some provisions for rape and incest.
Mm.
Okay. So he laid out essentially Roe v. Wade. Essentially what he laid out was what Roe v. Wade was.
Mm-hmm.
And it obviously got expanded and perverted from beyond that, but that's what you read your old decision. And you know what? Nobody actually knew that that's what they were proposing. And truthfully, what pro-life people are coming out for that?
Yeah.
So you essentially tell pro-life people, well, we're not going to actually fight for pro-life positions, but come vote for us anyway because the other side's really crazy. And you expect people to come out. Well, I'm sorry. Yeah. That isn't how it works.
Yeah.
And the real part of this that people don't realize is you can communicate in a way in an election. You don't have to spend all your time on the airwaves. You can spend time identifying people who agree with you on the issue and driving them to the polls. Okay, by communicating with them directly. It doesn't have to be over the airwaves. You don't have to put a point and counterpoint on TV because TV, mm-hmm. we buy Northern Virginia TV. You're buying all the way out to West Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
It's not so you're buying, 20 districts to get a message into one. So actually a sophisticated political campaign would take a pro-life message, identify pro-life voters or people who are likely to be responsive to them, and inundate them on their computer screen, streaming channels, mm-hmm. where people actually are getting information.
Right.
With those messages.
And this strategy has been available for years. I mean, why is it that the Republicans are not moving on this?
Well, I'm going to the answer is very simple. It's easy money to buy TV ads. It's harder. There's not as much profit in identifying actual voters who you want to turn out to vote, doing a ground game where you have people communicate with those voters directly, and you put targeted advertising in front of the voters on messages that they care about.
That's exactly.
Because you don't get a 15% commission on that.
Right.
You've got ground games you don't get a 15% commission on. And as long as the Republican campaigns are dictated by 15% commissions, they won't win. And I can talk about Virginia because over 2 years ago. We started in February 2021, Americans for Limited Government, started in February of 2021, doing exactly what we discussed in terms of identifying voters, talking to voters, and we flipped 7 seats in the House of Delegates to retake the House of Delegates. This year, there was no resources available to do that. And Glenn Youngkin said, trust me, I'm going to run TV. Well, this is what they lost.
Exactly. Going to break. More from Rick Manning after this.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
This is Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. A Christian couple was arrested in Pakistan for blasphemy simply because they believe in God as revealed in the Bible. Strict religious laws in Pakistan were originally enacted to prevent conflict between people of different faiths, but today they're being misused to justify extreme persecution against religious minorities, especially followers of Christ. In 2018, the Tide Ministry identified 4 unreached people groups in Pakistan who didn't have gospel programming available in their own language. Since then, our boots on the ground have been working to share the gospel and provide hope for those who desperately need it. We know that the only law capable of bringing peace and harmony throughout Pakistan and the rest of the world is the law of Christ. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people around the world whose lives are being eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. Well, Joe Biden is, you know, doing an end zone dance, even though polling, he says it's not about polling, it's about votes. You know, and I can see how he can, you know, press that narrative, Rick Manning. You know, Democrats had a good night.
Well, if Joe Biden is a beneficiary of this election cycle. That is really bad news for the Democrats in 2024.
Why do you say that?
You know, because Joe Biden is a dead man walking politically. Two of the groups that are most responsible for Joe Biden being president, one were Gen Zs, the youngest voters. They have completely flipped on him, all because of economics. Right. So Gen Zs are now actually, who are a heavy, heavy supporter of Biden, are now in the category of actually supporting Trump. And then on the other side, you have blacks and Hispanics. Hispanics are like 50-50 now.
Right.
And blacks are, you're looking 20%, 19 to 25% in the polls with blacks. And the key element with the blacks is it's young black males.
Mm-hmm.
Believe it or not, young black males who are flipping towards Trump pretty hard. And it's one of those things that's more psychological, so it's harder to break. The Democrats' persecution of Donald Trump and using the lawfare against Donald Trump is part of the narrative that black males in particular have both experienced, but also have accepted as American norm.
Mm-hmm.
So having the mugshot that the Democrats couldn't wait to get.
Exactly.
The defiant mugshot changed the dynamic.
Yeah.
Black said, that's the guy who understands me.
Yeah, he's a team member now. He's on our team.
He's a team member.
Yeah.
And we have rappers coming out and saying, this guy, and embracing him.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that Donald Trump began to build 4 years ago. He started building it 8 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It isn't necessarily a Republican phenomenon. It's a Trump phenomenon.
Yeah.
But it is, so given that, Joe Biden doesn't have, unless they are able to run him from the basement again, and they have, 90 million votes that they've banked already.
In some truck somewhere, yeah, exactly.
It's not a, there's, the question is, can Donald Trump manufacture another 10 million votes? And I think he can. And I don't mean manufacture in the way of, we're going to use a printing press. We're going to just have to manufacture them that way.
Mm-hmm.
It's disaffected people of Gen Z who are cellar dwellers, who had life passed them by, who've not had the opportunities that Joe Biden says everybody has for Bidenomics, who blame Joe Biden specifically for that, who have a reason to want change.
Mm-hmm.
You sit there and you register those people to vote, and you can in fact change the whole playing field from anything any pollster has right now, and change the playing field dramatically in Donald Trump's favor. You don't have to. The stupidest thing would be to sit there and say we're going to play the game on the same chessboard.
Oh yeah.
The other side doesn't play the game on this chessboard. They have extra spaces on the chessboard where they come up with votes from. Well, Donald Trump needs to do that, and the sign that he's going to be willing to do that, although this isn't from his political consultants, the sign he's going to be willing to do that is Donald Trump's basically saying to the New York State court and the judge, "Yeah, I'm not going to play your game. I'm going to break all the conventions. I'm going to break all your rules because you are playing. I'm not playing on your chessboard. I'm changing this chessboard." And I'm taking it to you and driving the judge nuts and driving the judge to say, I'm not here to listen to you. Well, guess what? Thank you, judge.
Yes, right.
Thank you for saying that. So he's showing an ability to recognize if the map doesn't work for him and saying, well, I'm not going to play by that map. I'm going to play by a different map. And so he's a disruptor, just like he's a disruptor in D.C., just why all the establishment hate him and fear him, is why he's the one guy who can take all this garbage that's going on and
he is the one guy, isn't he, Rick? That's why I keep telling people. He is. I don't know anybody else who comes close.
Well, and the reason is because, one of the great challenges, this is a little philosophical, but way back when I was in my late teens or 20s, one of the things that somebody taught me was most of the great inventions of the world are invented by people, and great ideas are invented by people who are under 30. Mm-hmm. And so the question was, at least great ideas. And so they used Newton and laws of physics and that kind of stuff as an example. And I ask myself, well, why is that? And the reason that's true is because people under 30 don't know what can't be done.
Mm-hmm.
They're malleable minds. They don't know what can't be done. So they question all assumptions. They question everything.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that's what Donald Trump, he's not under 30, but that's mm-hmm. what Donald Trump effectively has capacity to do.
Right.
He hasn't spent 50 years playing the same game.
Exactly.
Back and forth.
Buying into the tradition of the Beltway. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
No, that's it.
So he's not
restricted
by the rules, so consequently he doesn't have to follow them.
Mm-hmm.
One of the most, when I was a lobbyist back with NRA, way, 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 way back when I was a kid, it drove state legislators nuts. Because I would just say, they said, well, you can't do that. I say, well, why not? Well, because that's not how it's done. I said, well, that's your rules, but I don't.
It's never
agree
been done that way. Exactly.
I don't agree to them. This is what we're going to do. And then you go out and you protect the rights of Americans. And I didn't really care about what their stupid rules were.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't really, and that's what Donald Trump brings to this table, is he doesn't care mm-hmm. about what the rules are. He breaks convention. And if we're going to break out of the problem that we have, this morass that exists, this kind of almost on both sides, they're sitting there kind of just, we don't know what to do, and we're trapped in a kind of a duality that doesn't make sense. The only person who breaks out of that and gives us a chance for the country to revive ourselves is Donald Trump.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he is a
because you see, what he did was he introduced winning to the Republican Party. And it was so foreign to them, they right? You know, so in a big way, and I don't know. Anyway,
I'll just say that the last thing on that is, a lot of the Republicans want to sit there and say, well, here's how Reagan won, and here's how he put together the Great Coalition. And what they don't realize is that Ronald Reagan is as far away from today's 18-year-old voter as FDR, as actually Woodrow Wilson mm-hmm. was from me.
Yeah.
Okay? They don't have any he is ancient history to millennials. He is ancient history to Gen Z. So we're stuck in a Ronald Reagan framework with an electorate that, he gives old speeches that look grainy on TV, on their video channels.
Right.
It's not a, it doesn't, but that's where our intelligentsia is stuck. And until we get unstuck from that, we're basically running the FDR. We're doing what the Democrats did with FDR.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have any, Reagan doesn't have any relevance to voters today.
Yeah.
And the lesson
you're exactly
learn
right.
from Reagan is he went above the media, went around the media because he has humor and capacity mm-hmm. to deliver a message. And
exactly.
That's what Trump does.
A little less than a minute left here. Tlaib is censured over her anti-Semitic activity. Interesting to note that it was a bipartisan censure activity that passed in the House. Also, the Israel aid package passed the House last week. The Senate, is perplexed because, Johnson and the team said, no, we're just going to pass the Israel package. We're not going to link it to Ukraine, right?
Yep, absolutely right, and that'll be a big fight that'll be coming up very in your near future as the swamp attempts to attach everything in the world to what should be a simple Israeli aid package that's offset by taking money from the IRS.
IRS, exactly.
For it.
He's the president of Americans for Limited Government, Rick Manning.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
USA News Update. The third GOP debate will take place tonight in Miami, Florida, as five of the six presidential candidates will take the stage. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley, Ohio entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy, and South Carolina Senator Tim Scott. North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum did not meet the RNC's criteria. Former President Trump, the overwhelming favorite for the GOP, will not be participating. Elections took place in some locations across America yesterday. Kentucky Democrat Governor Andy Beshear has been reelected.
Folks, this wasn't my win. This was our victory. It was a victory that sends a loud, clear message. A message that candidates should run for something and not against someone.
Lance Pry, USA News.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Back with you just about 20 minutes before the top of the hour on the early side. Bill Pasco is with us right now, TPP's man in Washington and the Tea Party Patriot Citizen Fund political director. Hey, Mr. Bill, how you doing, buddy?
I'm well. How are you, Bill?
Well, you know, I'm doing fine, all things considered. You know, maybe disappointed a little bit, you know, with the way things went. And there's going to be lots of analysis on this issue. Again, I'm disappointed that, you know, Republicans who are leading the charge for life are doing such a poor job, it seems to me, on the messaging and the strategy and the tactics in which to get that message out there and allowing it to remain an emotional issue. It's my body, you know, my choice and all that sort of stuff. It's like, well, wait a minute. What about the babies? You know, who is speaking loudly for these babies that continue to be annihilated? Not to mention the fact, Bill, that many of us, especially evangelical circles, are shuddering because this is setting up this nation for a judgment that it can't even begin to comprehend. And it's real clear, you know, in our faith circles that we understand that the destruction of children is an abomination in the eyes of God. And we just cannot continue to allow people who are selfishly concerned about themselves. They want their choice. Okay, fine. You know, you go make your choice. Then, you know, you're going to end up paying the consequences. But when it becomes a corporate consequence and all people are going to pay the price, whether we're paying the price in taxes or paying for somebody's abortion because, you know, they want to hook up with whoever they want to hook up with, or, you know, even down to the point where they decided, well, I found I was a girl, but really I wanted my first child to be a boy. So let's just dispose of this first one. We'll just say it's a test run and, you know, failure to launch. You know, no harm, no foul, so they think. I mean, we're talking something here that is just so serious and deep, and it disturbs me to see, just kind of like what we're seeing out, you know, on the streets of America today, how much anti-Semitism is there? You know, how many thousands are rallying for the Palestinians and supporting Hamas after what they did? I mean, there's something really messed up about our culture when you cannot understand the difference between good and evil. That bothers me.
Wow, that's a lot to chew on, Bill. Good morning to you too. let's see. Here's a couple of thoughts. first problem we have is the schools, because there's a through line between the two topics that you're talking about. A total abandonment of a long-held traditional position on abortion says it's wrong, to where it's a coin flip. We have no morality coming out of our young people today, and it's the same problem that we have in understanding what's going on in the Middle East, and where there is a clear choice between evil and good, and we have far too many young people choosing the evil side because they don't know any better. The through line that connects abortion and what's going on in the Middle East is that we've lost control of the educational system. The left long ago made it a priority, generations ago made it a priority to take over the schools, because they knew that if you grab the kids, then you've got the future.
Exactly.
I don't know where our side was. I don't know if we struggled and lost the fight. I haven't paid attention to that. I should have paid attention to that.
I don't think we weren't in the fight, Bill.
I think that may be it. We didn't realize it was going on, and now all of a sudden we do realize it's going on. I've been to a lot of conferences over my life. I've been to conferences just over the last year where this topic has become a central part of the discussion, and I'm very pleased to hear the things that I've been hearing about how smart people are now going to devote large segments of their personal attention to trying to fix what's happening in the schools so we can get back in the game, because that's where the root of the problem is.
Yeah.
I mean, we've just lost this moral equivalence, the idea that there is no good and there is no evil and there are no absolute standards, is infecting everything we see young people deciding. And we've got to turn that around. We've got to teach that there is good and there is evil and there are absolute standards, and you can actually make a call. You don't have to worry about offending somebody and saying what you're doing is wrong. There is right and there is wrong, and we should call it as such, for goodness sake.
Well, our kids have been dumbed down, Bill. Yeah, our kids have been dumbed down, and this point, this issue of morality, this is the linchpin of it all, because of the degradation of morality in our culture. We're immature. We're like spoiled brats. We don't know the difference. You know, it's bad enough that we don't know the difference between good and evil, but many people, Bill, they don't care. That's how bad this is. So unless there, you know, is some sort of heart change, or people begin to get this, to say, gosh, you know, I'm 30 years old and I'm acting like a teenager. What the hell's wrong with me? You know, I can do better than this. But that's a personal conviction that needs to take place. And it's not going to happen in the political arena, because the political arena right now is getting the results they want, right? They've dumbed you down. Just as you said, this has been a generational commitment by the left. They've been very successful in it, and they got the kids right in their hands. They got the young people convinced that you need these elites to run your life because you're incompetent. You don't know better. And lucky for you, you know, we've got all these brilliant people that went to the right colleges. They paid all the big money, and they're going to dictate your life for you.
Let me give you some cause for hope, some good news. Mm-hmm. Saw something happen in the House last week under the leadership of the new speaker, Mike Johnson from Louisiana, who has demonstrated, he's taken a shot at changing the way Washington does business in a fundamental way. The president came to the Congress with what we call an emergency supplemental spending request. That's an emergency request. We need more money that we didn't budget for at the beginning of the year. These are emergencies that we didn't anticipate, but we got to have money fast. And he asked for $60 billion for Ukraine and $14 billion for Israel and $14 billion for Taiwan and another $10 billion, $14 billion for the border. And Mike Johnson looked at that and said, okay, first off, I don't know why you call Ukraine an emergency. That's been going on for a couple of years now. If you guys didn't budget for it at the start of the year, don't put that on us. That's not our fault. That's your fault. The border, same problem. We've been dealing with the border for years. Is it a crisis? Absolutely. But it doesn't fall into the category of emergency spending. You should have budgeted for this. We're not going to deal with that right now. Same with Taiwan. That's a long term. Israel now, on the other hand, Israel just got attacked, and the worst attack in 50 years, a sneak attack. They didn't expect it. Nobody expected it. We had a failure of our intelligence. They had a failure of their intelligence. That actually is an emergency. And we're going to find a way to pay for $14.5 billion. And everybody said, whoa, 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 whoa. What do you mean we're going to find a way to pay for it? No, no, no. We borrow this money, Mike. That's the way it works. We just take $14.5 billion and we create it out of thin air and we tack it onto the bill that we send to our children and our grandchildren. We call that deficit spending. It gets added to the national debt. And he said, no, no, no. That's not what we're going to do. To govern is to choose. He reminded them of a fundamental principle that has been lost in Washington. To govern is to choose. It is to make the choice. If we want to spend $14.5 billion on Israel, we're going to have to find that in the budget that we've already appropriated. Let's find some money that we've already appropriated for some other purpose that we're going to repurpose to Israel. Because we can't simply send another $14.5 billion debt to our children. And
exactly.
What we came up with was the IRS. $80 billion last year got appropriated by Joe Biden and the Democrat-controlled Congress to build the IRS over the next 10 years, to hire 87,000 new employees. Listen, if there is a more hated and more feared government agency in the United States than the Internal Revenue Service, I'm not aware of it.
Right.
This is the last federal agency that needs or deserves $80 billion to grow by another 87,000 employees. And Mike Johnson said, let's take the $14.5 billion out of that. And the Republicans said, you know, that makes sense. This way we don't add to our children's tab and we reduce the size of the IRS. That makes perfect sense. The Democrats screamed bloody murder. But the important point is Mike Johnson restored the principle that you got to make choices.
Exactly.
You
exactly.
can't come to Washington and just do everything you want. That's what the spoiled brat. You just use the phrase spoiled brats. That's how we've been acting for 20 years. We haven't been making choices. We want this, we want that, we want that. Guess what? We're going to buy all of them. And even though we don't have enough money to pay for it, we'll just send the bill to future generations. Mike Johnson last week sent a message. There's a new sheriff in town. And if Senate Republicans back him up, and that's the key now because the bill is
exactly.
in the Senate, and the Senate Republicans have the ability to back him up. If they do, then we're going to change the paradigm on spending, and that means it's much bigger than just this little aid bill to Israel. This
exactly.
is the way Washington
this
does
this. This message is sponsored by Coca-Cola.
Exactly.
Wake
Thank you, Bill Pasco.
Wake up to the taste you crave with breakfast at Burger King. Rise and shine with a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit with melted American cheese layered between warm buttermilk biscuits. Or grab and go with a sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich. A toasted croissant with savory sizzling sausage. Burger King breakfast sandwiches and Simply Orange. Better together. Enjoy a Burger King breakfast with Simply Orange juice and get your vitamin C one delicious sip at a time with no added sugar. All Burger King breakfast sandwiches pair perfectly with crispy hash browns and all-natural Simply Orange juice. Start your day with a bacon, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich. It's thick-cut smoked bacon, fluffy eggs, and melted American cheese on a toasted croissant makes for a delicious breakfast to start your morning right. Never sweetened, never concentrated, and never frozen, Simply Orange pairs perfectly with a delicious breakfast at Burger King. Better together, Burger King breakfast with Simply Orange juice at participating U.S. Burger King restaurants.
Imagine it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. Well, tonight in Miami is debate number 3, and there are 5 participants, one less. Doug Bergen wasn't able to meet the criteria, so you got Tim Scott, Chris Christie, Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, and Vivek Ramaswamy. The 5 candidates, of course, again, third debate, Trump, you know, is not going to be on stage. And, you know, of course, that'll be a bit of an irritant. But, you know, you can't blame him. You know, why should he be there? He's, you know, let them battle it out. I mean, he's far and away. There's no one really close and can contend with the numbers that he has right now. Meanwhile, there's, you know, he's going to do a counter as he did before. And I believe he's going to be doing a campaign stop in South Florida, you know, which will be interesting. So we'll see how that works out. James Massa is with us right now. The numbers, USA CEO, to talk about, you know, what we can expect to see tonight in this GOP debate. James, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us, sir.
Always good to be with you.
Well, so what do you expect? You know, we're going to hear, you know, we got to hear border security and immigration, right? I mean, it's still a huge issue.
It is. It's one of the top issues. Of course, you know, what's happening in Congress right now is this debate as to are they going to talk about border security separate from anything else, or is it going to be combined with something like Ukraine funding or anything along those lines? I think that's going to be one of the discussions, is should that be a combination discussion or should it stand on its own? I think that's one of the things they'll talk about tonight. I also think they're going to be talking about how to actually secure the border. It's one thing to say, oh, I'm going to send troops down to the border, which is an unlikely scenario for anyone in place. But the question is what are they going to do to secure the border, both with the legal changes as well as with the manpower that needs to be on the border to secure it?
Well, James, you know, the problem you've got with the border is not only you got people coming in, but you got the people already here, over 5 million people. And I guess that's just a fait accompli. And nobody's addressing that issue as to what do we do with this 5+ million people, many of which we don't know what their intent is. Many of which, if not, I think it's been estimated over 90% have, you know, direct connections with the cartels. Well, if you're beholden to the cartels and, in a sense, there's indentured servitude entanglements there, I don't think you can be up to much good in terms of the higher interests for America, do you?
Well, I think you bring up an excellent point. The question is okay, if you can secure the border and when you do secure the border, what is next? What do you do with those people who this administration has let in? And, oh, by the way, they just extended that period of time for their work permits to be from 2 years out to 5 years for those with temporary protected status. So it makes the issue even more broad as to how long these people already have a status that it has to be addressed. And really, your $5 million or 5 million person number is spot on, is growing at almost 2 million a year. So it's when you get there and there's 7 million, what are you going to do? I think that's a very good question to be asked.
Well, really, and then we're still trying to deal with the base of illegal immigrants that we have in the country that somewhere, and, you know, for the longest time, James, you know, and this used to crack me up because they go, oh, you know, we've got 10 million, we've got 11 million, and that figure stayed like that for well over 10 years. Going, are you kidding me? You don't think that figure's up? I think that base figure's somewhere between, you know, 25, 30 million. Now add another 7 on top of it. We're approaching 40 million illegal immigrants in this country, are we not?
It's a really highly debated number, but it's clearly much more than the 12 million that has been on record for some time. I mean, when you have figures such as 50% of those people apprehended by Customs and Border Patrol are let into the country on a catch-and-release method that this administration is using, and there's 300,000 coming in every month, that number has to be millions more. It just has to be. So, Right. Yes, clearly there's more. And then there's the gotaways, and the gotaways is a figure that's not a disputed figure. It's a question of how many are gotaways, and there's nearly a million gotaways that have been accounted for as well. So yes, it's got to be more than 12. Is it 40 million or is it 12 million? It's certainly not 12. It's closer to 25 to 40 than it is 12.
And how many children have been born of that universe? Have been born in the United States that are now citizens. The parents aren't citizens, they're illegal, but the kids are legal, and they're citizens of the United States. Well, what a mess we've created for ourselves here, James.
We truly have created a mess, but I do want to bring back the key part that has to occur. We've got to secure the border. There's legislation in place right now that closes the loopholes legally. There's legislation in place that allows for additional resources to be applied, both judges as well as Border Patrol. And so everything is in this bill, H.R. 2, which you've heard me talk about before.
Exactly.
Congress
right.
already in the House. Mm-hmm. It's
right.
there and waiting to be used, and that's what I think is the most important next step for us.
You know, it just seems so academic, you know, H.R. 2. It makes so much sense. It's like, what is blocking this? You know, what are the prohibitors that are getting in the way here, James, from, you know, exercising some common sense here? I mean, we talk about and see, you know, what's happening, the chaos in the borders, what's doing with the Border Patrol agents. That's got to be one of the worst jobs you'd ever want right now, is to be a Border Patrol agent, I would think.
Well, to be in any unsupported job, whether it be our city police who can't
yes.
be able to address the concerns, or whether it be our Border Patrol, is just a totally unenviable position. And we've got to support those in the green and those in the blue who are doing our jobs in our nation to keep us protected. And it is keeping us protected, not only from the terrorists and from the others who come in underneath the wire when all this is occurring, but just from the problems in society that occur when you have a large number of people who don't have jobs, who don't have homes, or in tents living in Chicago. I mean, that's not a situation that's going to cause civil goodness. It's going to cause civil unrest at some point in time.
Well, without a doubt, I mean, here we are. We have become, the United States has become consumers of sex, sex trafficking, drugs. We are buying this. I mean, we are in this country, we are participating in this, for lack of a better word, maybe it's the right word, you know, this evil, because as you say, what impact does that have on, on civil discourse and on civil balance within our country when you are promoting all these things that are just going to ruin your people and ruin your nation?
Well, I think the American people very clearly, in every poll we have taken, indicate they want a change in the way immigration is occurring today. And that change begins with securing the border, and that
right.
change begins with being able to properly execute the laws that are already in place, let alone all these good laws that would help close the loopholes and things that are causing mayhem for us with asylum and parole and those sorts of things. So the people want a change, and what we need is the elected officials to want that change as well. I think we have a strong core of people in Congress who want that change that are going to stand very firm on it. And I applaud them for their efforts to do so.
Exactly. And, of course, there's a lot of motivation with what has been going on with Israel and Hamas. I would think that, you know, we're going to hear some response to the anti-Semitism. I think that's really caught America by surprise. I don't know what we were thinking, that we just didn't realize that that it was this strong. And we see it in the streets, and, you know, we're targeting universities and saying, where's the leadership there? You know, why these presidents of these universities are not speaking out to, pull these kids back a little bit and you know, bring them back inside the boundaries to where, look at it, it's okay to protest, but to gin up this hatred. I mean, this is rank, you know, racial hatred that is, you know, specific toward a race. You know, it's just, to me, it's a bit ironic after all that we've been dealing with in the last, you know, last couple of decades here. James, I don't know about you.
Well, Numbers USA is very proud to always have said that we do not believe in any type of immigrant bashing. I mean, of course, we want to make sure that those who are convicts and felons and things like that, that they're addressed in the proper way. But, you know,
right.
We have people who come to your border. You got to treat them civilly, but you got to enforce your nation's laws as well. The situation in Israel and the response that's occurred in what you have just been indicating is really a horrible underside of our nation that I think is still a minority. I think the vocal majority needs to have their voice heard, and they need to push down on that which is not acceptable in behavior mm-hmm. or in comment.
Well, you know, to support what you just said in terms of, you know, your objective and your mission at Numbers USA is in respecting, you know, the person and all immigrants, because when we do that, then truly you arrive to a win-win solution. You have people coming in, you know, like you and I talked about last week, is the lack of vetting. We've got a lot of, you know, we got a lot of people coming in, and we don't know if, you know, what skill set that they have available, if they are, you know, if they are encouraged in a certain field, a STEM field or something, maybe they have the background, that could be a positive contribution to society. And we could take advantage of this, that though, you know, maybe in their own government, you know, you got these people coming in. Let's see, is there gold in them, our hills, so to speak, right? And what are we giving them? We're giving them the opportunity to live in a free nation.
Well, that is a healthy immigration system allows for those people who have exceptional talent and skills to be able to come into a nation. And those without, those who can actually contribute to a productive society. So you want to have a balance of that. But there is a limit. There can only be so many people who come in a given period of time who are able mm-hmm. to be assimilated into a society effectively so that their promise, their opportunity, and
exactly.
they came here for.
Mm-hmm. Well, 100%. And to me, that's the bottom line of effective immigration. We have a system that's effective, which allows around 1 million people. They come in. They're not beholden to anyone. They're sponsored. They have a job. All those good parameters that you want to have. But somehow, you know, recently, I say recently, it's been going on for decades, as you say, that common sense has been thrown out the door, right?
It has been, and I got to tell you, a credible immigration system is enforceable. And if people don't like to hear this word, but in order to be enforceable, you have to be able to have deportation.
Amen. Thank you, James.
Urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day.